T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have our fantasy draft coming up here after our show. Phils are on at 6 o'clock, the early game today for a isn't the cover band that's playing? No, it's Old Dominion.
Yep.
Yeah, they only have 259 followers on Twitter, but I guess people like them. Jack Fritz likes them too. He's a big one. We got more? What we got?
Anything Jack Fritz vouches for is not good.
It's the other way.
Just telling you.
It's overrated.
Is it offensive to say every country song sounds the same to me?
They kind of do.
It kind of does.
Well, today's, I thought they had like the pop country going on today. Like,
yeah, well,
a little more.
I'm not talking about hillbilly country.
Right.
Kenny Chesney type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hillbilly country.
Yeah, I don't know about that stuff. The hillbilly country, I don't know what it is, but if someone puts it on, it's like, yeah, it's all right, you know, whatever. Not offensive.
It's a little slower.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, they got their own subjects they talk about. Not really into most of them, but
all I know is Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, I have no interest in wearing
that's all I know.
Jeans and a beer on Friday night or whatever that one song is.
Oh, let's get our flannels out, man.
Hey, man, I'm down with that. You know me and the flannels. all right, go back to the phones here in a second. But tonight is the fantasy draft for the Marks and Reese League. Live at Chickies and Pete's, the official fantasy partner of the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. And I'm wondering if some of our teams are already here. When you get in, check in with Taz.
He may be one.
Taz is one.
Oh, he's well-dressed. Dude, you are seriously overdressed for this fantasy draft tonight.
Yeah, he looks like he could be a character on a TV show, this gentleman right here. Yeah. So if you're here for the draft, come check in. Just say how you got here and what your name is. But I have an announcement for my team, Mike.
What you got?
Well, it's important to me that I bounce back this fantasy season. Mm-hmm. So in getting help with that, I have enlisted the help of a MIT-trained mathematics and analytics expert.
Yeah.
Dr. John Brady will join my team and will co-manage and co-own my team. He will be here tonight.
Awesome.
So he's already done the number crunching and everything else. So, I have an MIT-trained professional, a doctor.
But that's cheating.
No, not really.
That's a joke on Tom Bradley. Like,
Hold on. Commissioner, I haven't heard you say anything about anything involving co-owners or getting help or anything else.
It's true.
What? But that's implied. It's the John Marks team. If you don't get to be in the league if you're not running your team.
And on my team is Dr. John Brady. I am running the team. He's a co-owner. All right,
so you're Joe Douglas?
So stuff it.
Well, what do you bring to the team if he's doing all this?
What do you mean?
Like Howie Roseman, he's the capologist, he's doing all the negotiations. If this guy's your Joe Douglas and he's actually scouting the talent, what are you doing?
I'm the face of the team.
Oh, my God.
I am. I'm the face of the team.
You're Joe Pa. That's what you are.
I talk about it on the air.
Pretending you're managing the team.
You are the commissioner, Ben. I'm with you. What are you going to do about this?
It smells fishy to me, man.
All right, well,
you check this guy's credentials out when he gets here.
You're not doing squat. Yeah, you can talk to him when he gets here. So Dr. John Brady will be here by the time the draft starts.
Does he know if the balls have air in them or are stuffed?
Well, he's also a big football fan.
Okay.
So you combine the football stuff with also being an analytics whiz.
Oh, yeah, that works.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's a doctor of analytics and mathematics. He's like Dr. Phil.
Right.
Dr. Phil's not a real doctor.
Yeah,
not
a real doctor, yeah.
Which MIT is that again?
It's the Marks Institute of Technology. Gary in Whitehall. Hi, Gary.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Great. Hey, Johnny, I got to agree with you about the last night's game. That's 100% accountable. If you're seeing the rust from Nick not practicing, not doing the 11-on-11 instead of the injury he had before with the spasms and whatnot, and it showed last night, then he gets hurt on top of it. Hopefully it's nothing serious, because going into week one, who's our starting quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, I still believe that's going to be Carson Wentz.
I hope so.
I'm hoping so, too. I mean, with his athletic ability, and then he's okay. I feel comfortable with that. But other than that, I mean, going with Nick, you've seen the rust. And granted, I know you didn't have your Sproles in there. You didn't have Peters in there. You didn't have Alshon in there. But to me, preseason means a lot because that's where you get your reps in against other teams. You're playing full game speed. That's 100% accountability.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we agree on that.
Well, I'll leave it like this. I don't think you're left feeling good after last night's game, right? Like, everybody can agree on that. You don't feel good about it.
Not at all.
All right.
Not at all.
Yeah, I'm ready to see some sharpness. I'm ready to see some crispness from the first unit out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just get my one little Carson Wentz nugget as I got to give and remind myself every day. If Carson Wentz didn't have a likelier chance of playing in that first game, the Eagles would have already decided that he is not playing.
Agreed.
So there is a more likely chance that he's going to play. They just need to get the confirmation from the doctors that everything is okay versus they're concerned. He doesn't look ready. They're looking at him on film. He's limping. He's laboring. He doesn't look healthy. Like, that does not seem to be the concern of the Eagles when it comes to Carson Wentz. And if you want to know why he's not doing 11-on-11, because they don't want anything to set him back. That's why he's not doing 11-on-11, not because he can't do it.
Well, I agree with that.
It's because they don't want anything to happen before he gets an opportunity to be cleared.
Gary in Whitehall, Ben, for the Phillies tickets. Yay or nay? All right, Gary, there you go. You get a pair of Phillies tickets. They're available at Phillies.com. Phillies Friday, everybody.
We talk about how important Carson is to this organization. We all know. These fans have been saying, you think that team doesn't know? You think the organization doesn't know? When Doug comes out and talks about 2 years ago drafting Carson, he came here 2 years ago and they're married, they're glued at the hip, they want to be here 10 years together with each other. Yeah, he's absolutely right in that thinking. But what I'm telling you is the actions say to me, if Carson was going to be out for any extended period of time into the season, they would have gone on ahead and just ruled him out already.
I agree with that, but if they're...
They would have just said, no, he's not playing the first game.
I'm not sure that they know at this point.
Oh, they know.
They know if he's playing or not? Or they know...
They know that there's a likely chance, as long as he's cleared, he's playing. Of course they notice. That's why they keep making sure he's sharp every day.
Yeah, but they...
By staying out there.
They walked it back a little bit with the it's going to be close thing.
Nah. What they're doing is perfect to me because they're managing expectations.
I agree with you. They've handled it well.
Yeah, they are managing expectations, and it doesn't benefit them to go ahead and add fuel to the fire of they expecting to play week one. It doesn't do them any good to do that.
So would you say that maybe they've done it differently than the Sixers have for
Yes. If they were worried about Carson not being healthy,
I think you get a sense.
Then they would just shut him down so that he could get healthy.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you know what? You know what they tell you, right? The ACL tear isn't necessarily a contact injury. So if the ACL was weak and in danger of re-tearing, well,
he's not cleared.
Why is he out there running around every day? Why is he out there putting the stress on the knee that he's putting on by running the plays that he's running in practice? Why would they ever allow him to do 11-on-11?
He clearly was ahead of schedule and was coming along well.
Yes.
Now, Mike Mayock pointed this out to us yesterday. No one talks about the LCL. Mm-hmm. He said the LCL may even be a longer rehab than the ACL. So it's two ligaments and not one. Here's what I believe. Mm-hmm. I believe that he's close. And the Eagles probably think he's ready, but they just need the doctor's clearance.
Yeah, they need a doctor to clear it. Now, the doctor says
we don't know.
We've looked at it and it's not completely healed, or they like to give it some more time, then they're going to follow the doctor's orders.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, what you've seen so far in the preseason?
Got that AO1 juice on that knee, man.
Probably.
Audience of one.
888-729-9494.
That healing oil on there, man.
You
ever tried that?
No, I would do HGH if it was
me. My mother would put healing oil on anything. Ma, this oil ain't doing anything. I'm still hurting right now.
Apple cider vinegar. My friend's wife takes apple cider vinegar. She claims it solves everything. I'm like, yeah, placebo effect.
Right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!